thought for today. Anything that keeps me from becoming who I truly am is simply an idea. Anything that keeps me from becoming who I am is simply an idea. And it is simply a burden that I oftentimes carry, or it is a glory gown that I wear. These are some thoughts I got from the internet this morning, and I thought I'd share them with you. I rewrote them to my own personal taste, first person, present tense, positive. And they noted The Incredibles is a movie. The Incredibles is a movie. And they said it is funny, wholesome film. A funny, wholesome film. So that's something to think about. One character tells Mr. Incredible, "I try not to dwell on the past. It distracts me from the now." I try not to dwell in the past. It distracts me from the now. Be in the now. Life is easier when I have less to carry on my back. Life's problems are caused by the things I bring out of my past and carry with me. Living with thoughts of all the couldas, shouldas, woulda beens, and wasn't burden me. Hurts and pains that still have life because of my repeated viewings mess up my world. I can't pick up a $100 bill while I'm desperately clasping handfuls of pennies. I can't put on and enjoy the glory robes of this moment while I continue to wear the cloak of the past. I can't express the brilliance of who I am and what I have to offer the world while I am lost looking backwards. Others can come along occasionally and lighten my load, but if I keep picking it all back up, I will always need to search for someone else to come along and help me. Each morning I decide which thoughts, beliefs, memories to bring forward into this day. I choose to either pick up the old ways out of habit, or I choose to open myself to the promise of what new good is already where I am today. The world needs me to be here and now. The world needs me to be free to offer all the good I am and all the wisdom I have to whatever situation and whatever group I am with at the moment. So I say to myself, lighten up, please. Life is truly wonderful. God is all there is. Love is all there is. Life is all there is. I thought that was kind of a significant statement that was made there. I get little items from the Philippines now and then, and people who write to the Philippines and send things along with it. It's kind of fascinating. Anything that keeps me from being who I truly am is simply an idea. And as an idea, I can dispatch it or I can keep it. And the idea sometimes is that I have no talent. And that's not true. The idea might be that I don't have the skill to do something, and that's not true. The idea might be that I am a man, and that's something only a woman can do. Or I am a woman, and that's only something a man can do. Well, now, we've been through all that through history, and we know that anything a man can do, a woman can do, and anything a woman can do, a man can do. Anything that God can do is not limited by any other source of beingness, whether it's a dog, a cat, a man, a woman, whether it's a house, a car, you know. It doesn't matter whether it's an animate or inanimate object. It only matters that we make the choice to do whatever we choose to do. And if there's an idea that's in our mind that's come up from the past and said, I never was able to do that, I never was able, I always wanted to, you know that one? That's a good one, isn't it? I always wanted to, but I never did it because I never took the time to prepare myself for it. Now, if we really live in the now, we will realize that we can do everything that we want to do right here in the now, and we can do it perfectly and beautifully right now. There's no limit in time, there's no limit in space, there's no limit in anything. We just do it and have a great time doing it. And you say, well, that's not really true. Oh, yes, it is. How many times have you said to yourself, I want to read a book. I always want to read a book. I always want to read a book. And then one evening you just sit down and read a book. And you don't say when you finish reading, well, I did what I always wanted to do. I always wanted to read a book. Now I read the book. You didn't say it. You just do it naturally. And then if that's your choice, you'll do it another time. Now, I would recommend to humanity that they sit down every evening in front of their television set and turn it off. And they read the most wonderful book that has ever been written in the universe. And that book is right inside of them. And all they have to do is close their eyes, sit back and relax, and take the journey into themselves. And say, wow, I'm meditating into my inner self. I am listening to my divine self. I am one as all the universe. I can do anything. I can fly, right? Yeah. I can swim under water without needing an oxygen tank. I can do anything, anything. I can go into the coldest, coldest, coldest part of the world and be untouched by it. And I can go in the hottest part and be untouched by it. I can walk right into a volcano. Hey, isn't that cool? Cool, that's kind of hot. But isn't that kind of neat? Walk right into a volcano? Have you ever thought of doing that in your imagination? Have you ever thought of doing that as an idea? Well, try it sometime. I've taken you into the sun at various times and to the planet of unconditional love and many other wonderful places, but why don't you just walk into a volcano? That's something right here on Earth. Go out to Hawaii. Walk right into it mentally. Mentally walk right into it and say, hi, volcano. Hi, lava. You're interesting. What kind of metals are you? You know, and then walk right down into the core of the volcano. Wow. And say, gee, this is interesting. I've seen pictures like this in National Geographic, but I didn't know it was really like this, you know. Hey, this is cool. This is neat. Cool is not the proper word inside a volcano, I guess. So this is great. This is wonderful. But hey, I just made fools out of all of you. Out of all of you. Because you have said to yourself you could never go into a volcano, and you just were there with me right now. You were just there with me right now. You were inside a volcano, whether you know it or not. You were inside a volcano because you weren't objecting to my going in there. And you were seeing me going in there. And you were with me going in there. You were walking right with me. You were talking right with me. You were thinking right with me. You were there. Now, there's little difference between our thoughts and things. There's little difference between our ideas and the image of reality. And reality. It's all the same thing. So, take your mind and soar with your mind. Turn off that television set. Put those books back in the bookshelves. Stop the magazine subscriptions. Oh, the old magazine companies will love me. Stop the magazine subscriptions and start listening to your divine self. Start listening to who you really are. The adventures of your consciousness in your mind, in your heart, in your soul are far more interesting than anything that you'll ever see on the screen. Anything you'll ever read in a book or a magazine. Anything. What you have in your mind and your heart, and everyone else does too, but what you have in your mind and your heart right now, the whole world has never experienced outwardly. And you can bring it forth right now. You can be the magic one. And as we said here, to put on and enjoy the glory robes of this moment. And if you continue to wear the cloak of the past, the glory robes of this moment, the ideals, the wonder, the magic of this moment is lost. And you'll never know it. And you'll never experience it. What I have to offer to the world, me, I'm the world. What I have to offer to me is wonderful. I choose to open myself up to the promise of what new good is already where I am. See, it's already there. It's already there. We merely reveal it. And wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we're in the now. And that's all that matters. to live in the now. I try not to dwell on the past. It distracts me from the now. Isn't that true? We dwell on the past, and we are not living in the now. We want to tell, and this is having pictures too, pictures of our families, pictures of our friends, pictures of our adventures and the things like we put in the magazine, in the GIST, we put pictures of our seminars and stuff. And wow, how could we put pictures of the now in there? Of course, it is the now. It was, as we see it again, we're living it again. But we want to live in the now. And maybe the most wonderful pictures that ever experienced on the earth are the pictures of the mind. Just imagine how wonderful children had it before television and before radio. They read books, and their mind took them on the journeys of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Their mind took them on the journeys of these boys and girls who were doing all these little adventurous things. And they were right there with those boys and girls. They were living it probably more beautifully than any movie could have ever portrayed. When I looked at Jonathan Livingston Seagull as a movie, I thought to myself, ay, 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 ay. They missed the whole point. They missed the whole point that Jonathan was unlimited. All they did was to show scenes of seagulls and show music to go with it and stuff. And the whole issue was missing. The issue of Jonathan living in the now. Each adventure being beautiful. This is where we want to be. Living in the now with each adventure beautiful, fantastic. Anything that keeps me from becoming what I truly am is simply an idea. And it's an idea called P-A-S-T. And if I live in the past, I'm not living in the now, and I'm not experiencing all that I am. So this day, I make my choice. I live in the now. I live in the now. And I'm a happy, happy guy. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.